Hey, welcome guys. Hope you're all doing well today. I have a massive privilege of hosting today's podcast with an amazing individual that's done such brilliant things recently. She's from Reno, Nevada. She began her isogenics journey in November of 2018. Since her start, she's already dove into massive action. She's earned the rank of one-star silver circle crystal manager. She's enrolled at least 12 people in the first 10 days, and she enrolled 30 people in the first 2 weeks. She is a master of connecting with new prospects. She's mastered the art, and we're so happy to have you on the call, Miss Tiffany Banks. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us on this call. I know a lot of people are waiting to hear about you and what you have to offer, so I'm going to get right into it. But first of all, asking you, Tiffany, tell us about when you were first introduced to isogenics. Where were you in your life?
So I was maybe 5 months postpartum, and one of my very best friends, Amanda Zink, introduced me, and she's one of those people that you look at her and you're like, what are you doing? And I want to do it. And so that was how I first got introduced.
That's fantastic. And so since you were introduced by Amanda, what's your life been like now?
So, you know, I did 10 days at first, and I felt really great after the 10 days. And so I committed to doing the 30 days at the beginning of January. And since then, I've absolutely maintained what I'm doing using the products. I feel like they're great with my really busy schedule, working full time, having my 2 little babies. And so they're easy. I mean, right now I'm looking at my cleanse and Ionix mix I made this morning, and I'm halfway through it. That's how busy of a day I've had, but I've been able to get my shake down, and I feel awesome.
I love that. You tried it for 10 days, and since January, you've been using it religiously. It shows that it is definitely a lifestyle change, right?
Yes.
Really good. So what would you attribute your success so far to with isogenics? And what specific activities are you consistently engaging to produce your results?
So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, Amanda, you know, she had been using the products for a while, and she had just started sort of sharing them when I tried them. And, you know, she was saying, I'm having people reach out to me. I don't have time to reach back. And I said, well, let me help you. I know that I'm crazy busy, but let me see what I can do. Let's see what we can do together as a team. And so I started following up on her leads. I'm introducing it to my family and friends. And then from there, you know, some of her leads, a lot of those leads were really excited. And kind of the verbiage that I used that I think was so great in getting this sort of team effort going was, I said, join us. And so, you know, both Amanda and I for January were also doing it. She was traveling to Australia, so she wasn't going to be with cell service that often. And so so we were able, though, to create like an amazing team for the month of January. And that was the key, join us and let's do it together. And I think that was what was most powerful about it.
That's great. So you basically caught that vision pretty much right away, working with Amanda and Leeds.
Yes.
So how do you find new people though to network into?
You know, I try to not bring it up in all of my conversations that are business related, but you know, if I'm out to lunch, like yesterday, I was out to lunch with another, I'm an attorney. And so another attorney, and then she was just seeing what Amanda and I have posted, through our social media. And so she said to me, she was like, oh, I would actually, you know, I want to hear more about it. And I didn't even bring it up to her. So it's more of just, I think, creating the lifestyle through social media. And then wherever I go, I usually have my isogenics cups, and, you know, people ask what my energy level comes from, how I can, you know, manage a full-time job with these 2 little babies. And so I think that makes it sort of an easy segue to the people that are in my life, otherwise social media.
Okay, so going back to social media then, so you both use social media, and obviously in your line of work, you have a lot of belly to belly as well. Which do you prefer? Where do you find a bigger reach of customers, in social media or face to face?
You know, I think social media is a little bit difficult in the sense you feel like so many people are doing it and you don't want to turn anybody off. And so Amanda and I decided to create our own Isagenics page. And I think that's been great. So, you know, her and I still have our individual pages, but having a Tiffany and Amanda Isagenics page has been great because you can start following new people, you can post content, you don't feel like you're maybe posting too much content for your followers in your other area of business. And so I feel like that's been the most successful with that.
That's fantastic. You heard that, listeners, your own Isagenics page. That obviously is very effective. So Tiffany, people are going to say, listen, Tiffany has a massive network. She's got a great upline. They support, they help with leads and whatnot. I'm always getting the no's when I go and do belly to belly. I'm always getting rejections. Tiffany, do you get objections? And if so, how do you handle those objections?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, my first couple weeks of just testing the water out, you know, and I'm really excited. So actually I met Lindsay Hofburg. That was Amanda took me to one of her events. And as you know, Lindsay, she just absolutely dominates. And to actually have her in Reno with me to sit down, Amanda and I, to have her sit down for coffee, and she's always available. We know what an amazing resource that is. And for those of you that don't know Lindsay, I'm sure Cal can just go on and on about her, but so she's truly amazing. So to have her as a mentor here in Reno, and then you know, at first I was discouraged, absolutely, but then because I felt like I would try to reach out and it was like, no, I've already tried, you know, Arbonne, I've tried these other things. And so I think it was me going through the process of actually using the products for the full 30 days and I guess being more confident in the fact of this isn't, you know, I'm not trying to sell you something for $400. This is something that absolutely will change your life. I had to definitely change my mindset, and that was really beneficial.
I do love that. I mean, it is a big deal when you do have those objections that you have great support. And as you said, you've got Lindsay, who's phenomenal, and there are other leaders out there that support their teams. So having that extra support definitely does help. But you're right. Believing in the products, believing in the opportunity, and having that confidence and that posture plays a big part.
So you know, I think, Cal, it's not to interrupt, I think Lindsay said something early on. When I spent a lot of time working with somebody that had different allergy issues, and you know, she was great about giving me all the information, and then I said, you know what, I'm spending like 5 hours back and forth with this person, and I don't know, now maybe she might want to try one shake. And she was like, you know, like, absolutely do what you do, but you know, there's also, it comes a time when you just need to kind of step back and say, I've provided you all the information, you know, do what you want with it. And so I think that also sort of letting those things go when they weren't beneficial to my time, I think was a huge learning curve from the beginning.
That's great, because your time is precious, right? It's very important how you spend your time. Okay, great. So do you have any specific tactics or strategies that you can share with our listeners on ways that they can support their own financial growth?
So, you know, I think what you learned from the beginning, and there's many of you that have been doing this for a long time, definitely getting those bonuses from the beginning with the packs. I found like that was almost vital to the success at the beginning, because as you know, you only start actually making money off the cycles in time. And so I felt like focusing on the packs was definitely the best way to financial success from the beginning for me. And also, you know, encouraging them to do the 30 days, although obviously it benefited me because I was making more on the packs, it actually it gave them better results. So if they were just to dabble and try one product at a time, they wouldn't see the full spectrum of the results. And so I felt like that was actually beneficial to me, but also beneficial to them and their continued success in the products.
So I love how you brought up the packs. So do you have a favored introduction pack that you go after? Do you have a specific enrollment style when you meet with people?
Yeah, so absolutely. My favorite pack is the $14 a day pack. And that's what we call them, I guess I call it the mid-level pack. So, you know, I always start out and say, you know, this is like the ultimate pack. If you don't take your own vitamins and minerals, although many of you do, and I usually definitely feel out who I'm talking to. Most people, I feel like at least 99% don't want to start with the biggest pack, at least in my opinion. And so getting them to go from the basic pack to the upgraded pack where they get the bars and the blender, I think that's more of, look, you know, because they might say, I'm not a bar person. I already have a blender at my office. I don't need that. And I say, look, this is the way that for a few more dollars a day, you don't have to even think creatively about snacks. You absolutely can, but to have the bars at your disposal and the whey thins, which, you know, are easy 100-calorie snacks, I think that's the way I'm able to sort of encourage that mid-level pack, because I think that that's what the pack that worked for me. And I think that's the pack that I've seen work for most people.
Fantastic. And so do you go right into like the you share, they share, or how you can make possible income out of this, or do you just focus on them using the product?
So I'm still at that point where I'm trying to figure out, you know, how to really successfully do the they share. I definitely have people that want to do that. I think what keeps people from going after it is, number one, I think it's the confidence to put yourself out there. And I think they want to see success first. So even if they have a little success, or they might think they don't have time to do it. So then I always say, well, you know, I didn't think I had time either. So, but I'm passionate about it and I love it. And so I think I'm still working on that avenue though, absolutely.
That's fantastic. Listen, since starting Isogenics, Tiffany has hit the ground running with the business opportunity, but it doesn't always work like that, right? The mindset shift can happen at any time. And once it does, take the time to learn the compensation plan, create a plan of action, write down your goals, and then network to everyone you know. Just like Tiffany, you can provide the results of Isogenics to so many deserving people around you in your community. And Tiffany, I know you're a very, very busy mom, professional. We definitely appreciate your time today, sharing your thoughts and your ideas and strategies. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you in the future.
Thank you so much, Cal. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.